Hymn 504. I'm sorry, that's hymn 907. Service of Prayer and Preaching, page 260. Please stand. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name
of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord. We speak the gradual. Blessed are you, O Lord, who beholds the deep, and who dwells between the cherubims. Blessed are you, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven, and greatly to be praised forever. A reading from Romans chapter 11. O the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. We sing the intro it. Reading from St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, have mercy on the foundation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Please stand. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
In the name of
Jesus. Amen. We live in an age of information. The answer to virtually any question is right there at your fingertips. But you know, for all the collective knowledge of the human race, there is one subject, one question that nobody on earth knows anything about. Nobody can answer it. What happens when you die? What exactly is heaven like? Now, every few years, somebody comes along and they claim to have died and gone to heaven and then come back. And so they write a book, they ink a movie contract, and they make a bucket load of money. But Jesus says, no one has ascended into heaven except he who first descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Lots of people have lots of opinions about heavenly things, but the only one who actually knows is Jesus. He came from heaven. He came down to earth to teach us about heaven. Yes, heaven is for real, but only Jesus can tell you how to get there. Now, if you want to master a subject, you find an expert, you sign up for his class, you buy his textbooks. If you want to learn, for example, about birds, you might travel to England and study under Sir David Attenborough. If you want to learn about medieval history, you don't have to go so far. Just head over to Seward and talk to Dr. Phillips. But if you want to know about heavenly things, if you want to know about the kingdom of God, what should you do? Where should you go? You go to the only authority on the subject. You go to where Jesus has promised to be. You read his book. You learn his words. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." That's it. That's the only way. There's no other way. Now, last week, there were some confirmation hearings going on. There were some hearings that the media was covering and making a big to-do about, but there were also some lower-profile hearings that went on. Russell Vogt was being grilled to see if he qualified for a position in the White House. And so a senator asked him, "Do you think that people who are not Christians are condemned?" An odd question, perhaps, for a confirmation hearing in the Senate. Mr. Vogt answered, "Senator, I'm a Christian." The senator tried again, "Do you believe that people in the Muslim religion stand condemned?" "Senator, I'm a Christian." Once more, the senator asked, "What about Jews?" The senator happened to be a Jew. "Do they stand condemned too?" "Senator, I'm a Christian." The senator became angry, raised his voice, and started to shout. And perhaps he thought that Mr. Vogt was not answering his questions. But he was actually giving the clearest, most concise answer possible. "I am a Christian." A Christian is one who follows the words of Christ. Christians don't make up their own ideas about salvation and heaven. Christians believe the words of Jesus. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus' words are exclusive and narrow. But there are no alternate routes, no detours. If you want to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Now, Nicodemus had his own ideas of what it meant to be born again. Can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again? And from the first moment that Jesus said this, there have been many, many people with all kinds of mixed up ideas about what it means to be born again. The old saying goes that there's a sucker born every minute. And the same is probably true about new ideas about what it means to be born again. Go out in the world and ask a dozen Christians what it means, and you'll probably get a dozen answers. Make a decision for Jesus. Pray a four-step prayer. Go on a mission trip. Commit your life to God. Make sure you tithe a minimum of 10%. Be active in church, or perhaps most depressing of all, stop sinning entirely. Pick your poison. Whatever being born again happens to mean to you, do that, and you'll go from being just a Christian to being a born-again Christian. And you know, perhaps if you do some extra credit work, you could even become a born-again, Spirit-filled, baptized, regenerated, true Christian. You know, I'm being silly, heaping up words that all mean the same thing. This is a little bit like calling your pet a feline cat or a canine poodle dog. There is no difference between a Christian and a born-again Christian. To be born again means to become a Christian. But why is it that Christians have so many funny ideas about being born again? It's because we have not listened to the words of Jesus, and we've made up our own ideas about heavenly things. You want to know what it means to be born again? Listen to Jesus' words. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus' words are very simple and also very offensive. They're simple because being born of water and the Spirit is nothing other than baptism. And that seems way too simple. Surely to be born again, one must do something amazing. Participate in some elaborate ritual. Perform some amazing ceremony. Have a mountaintop experience. Recommit your life to God. No, Jesus says. Simply apply water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's it. But these words are also very offensive. Offensive to our sinful flesh. Because just like Nicodemus, we have our own ideas about what it means to be born again. We want to do something. Something flashy and amazing. We want, like Nicodemus, to crawl back into our mother's womb. Ooh, that would be hard. Or make some equally silly contribution to our salvation. But none of that will work. Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Nothing that you do before you are born again can have any true spiritual value, because what is born of the flesh is flesh. Unless the Holy Spirit comes into your heart and changes you into a new person, you would remain bound in your sin, captive to death, a servant of the devil, and utterly incapable of doing any God-pleasing thing. You must be born again because you are, by birth, a lost sinner, bound in sins, and you cannot set yourself free. The senator who questioned Mr. Vogt is not the only one who is offended by the Christian faith. Your old Adam is also offended to death. Are you telling me that I stand condemned before the law? Well, that sounds like hateful and inflammatory language to me. Well, yes, that's exactly what Jesus is saying. And it's not just Muslims or Jews who stand condemned before God. Jesus is all about equality. Every single person conceived in iniquity stands equally condemned before God. Every single sinner deserves to spend eternity in hell. Every child of Adam and Eve is born a member of the kingdom of Satan. So unless one is reborn of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. But once again, Jesus is all about equality. His death on the cross was for every last person on earth. Jew, Muslim, atheist, Buddhist, Christian, whatever. And for you. Every child born into sinful flesh is commanded to repent and believe the gospel. Every lost and condemned sinner is invited to receive the new birth of baptism by the Holy Spirit. But many people respond, well, that's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're telling me that water can wash away my sins? You know, if you read the Bible, you'll find that God has a habit of attaching the promise of salvation to dumb things. One time the Israelites were complaining, so God sent snakes to bite them. And the Israelites then cried out to God and said, "Save us from these snakes." So God told Moses, "Make a bronze serpent, put it up on a pole, and anyone who looks at that snake will be saved." Well, that's stupid. How can looking at a snake on a stick save anybody? Naaman the leper came to be healed of his leprosy, and God told him, "Go dip in the Jordan River." Well, that's stupid. How can a muddy old river cleanse my leprosy? And God says to you that the waters of baptism work the forgiveness of sins, rescue you from death and the devil, and give eternal salvation to all who believe. Well, that sounds stupid. How can water do such great things? Martin Luther answers, certainly not just water, but the Word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this Word of God in the water. How can these things be? Nicodemus asked. How exactly does being born again work? Are you listening? I'll explain it to you. We have no idea. We don't know how God does this. That's His business. God makes the promises, and God keeps the promises. We believe God's promise. Jesus said the Spirit of God blows wherever He wishes. Yes, we can hear His voice. But as far as knowing where He came from, where He's going next, how He got here, we don't know. We can't explain how God accomplishes His work of new birth within us. But we don't need to. The first time you were born, did you understand the birth process? No, of course not. And so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. We sing in one of our hymns, "Faith believes, nor questions why." Faith is not understanding. Faith is believing. Jesus said, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. According to Jesus' words, believing is looking. Just as the Israelites looked to the brass serpent and were saved, so we Christians look to Christ who was lifted up. And we are saved from the power of sin, from death, and from the devil. We don't look to ourselves and to our own ideas about heavenly things. We don't look to our own fleshly efforts to enter into the kingdom of God by our own power. No, we look to the completed work of Christ on His cross. Look to Jesus and remember your baptism, because that was the moment that God granted you new birth. That was the moment that God gifted you entrance into His kingdom. Forgiveness is yours. New life is yours. Heaven is yours. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to understand it. Simply believe God. The blind man said, the man who was born blind and Jesus healed, he said to the Pharisees, "All I know is I once was blind, but now I see." You once were dead in the darkness of sins, but now you have been washed clean and brought into God's marvelous light. You once did stand condemned before God, but now you stand clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness. And you once were a member of the kingdom of Satan, but now you have been born again by water and the Spirit into the kingdom of God. And now may the peace that passes all understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds and keep you trusting in Christ's promise. You have been born again, and you are now a child of God. Amen. Hymn 504. At this time, we receive our offering. Please fill out the pad at the end of each row. And for those listening on the radio or the internet, may the peace of God be yours this evening and always. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of all, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously with all those who mourn, especially the families of Clara Dynas, Kevin Wagner, and Bonnie Gass, who have departed this vale of tears. Comfort them that casting every care on you, they may know the consolation of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Finally, for these and for all needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith and to worship the unity in the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your Holy Word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
Hymn 947. Please be seated. Please pay attention to the news and notes. The Pentecost devotional is on the back, behind the back pew. This Sunday we are having a special potluck and voters meeting after the 10:30 service. Life Light, as usual, is tomorrow at 1:00. And anyone who would like to is welcome to come to the VBS closing service at 11:30 on Friday. Any other announcements? Then the Lord be with you. Have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus. Amen.